Okay, let's start. It was certainly a very exciting day for me personally. It was the first time back in the Minyan, and according to my count, in 83 days. The last time I heard a Kaddish was 83 days ago. So it was a momentous afternoon for me personally, and we should continue to go mechayel lechayel, from strength to strength, as we continue to open up and to continue to daven together and to learn together. Mir Sashem, hopefully be able to do this in person at some point, and not just over Zoom, if possible. Moving on, we finished last time with Elokai Neshama. Let's move on to Birchas HaTorah. Now we're going to spend some amount of time on Birchas HaTorah because there's a lot to unpack there. We're not going to even discuss the tefillah and the words per se today. We just want to discuss why Birchas HaTorah is so important, what the role of Birchas HaTorah is, and what Chazal saw in our purpose of reciting this specific bracha. Before discussing even what the words mean, we need to understand the why. And we're not going to deal with any halachas of Birchas HaTorah, and there are many, many halachas of Birchas HaTorah, because this is not a class for halacha per se. We're going to discuss the content of the bracha. Now, the first issue to understand is why Birchas HaTorah is different from all other brachos. And the first reason is because it is most likely, according to many opinions, one of the two brachos that are min HaTorah, a bracha that is mandated to be said by Hashem in the Torah. We know that all other brachas are midrabanan, but Birchas HaTorah is d'oraisa. And we also have to understand why Chazal spoke so harshly about those people who did not recite Birchas HaTorah. Let's begin with the question of whether Birchas HaTorah is midoraisa or midrabanan. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph says, Amar of Yehuda, minayin the Birchas HaMazon lachar min HaTorah. How do I know that benching is from the Torah? Shneamar ve'achalta v'savat uveirachta. We know that pasuk well. Uveirachta minayin the Birchas HaTorah lefaneh min HaTorah. How do I know that making a blessing on Torah learning beforehand is also from the Torah? Shneamar ki shem Hashem ekra havu godel lelokeinu. This is a pasuk in Ha'azinu, Moshe, said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we need to unpack exactly what that limud is. What is the lesson? How does that pasuk in Ha'azinu tell me that Birchas HaTorah is from the Torah? Ki shem Hashem ekra havu godel elokeinu. I'm going to call out to Hashem and I'm going to bring greatness to God. What does that have to do with the Birchas HaTorah? So Rashi explains that the expression ki shem Hashem ekra, I will call out to Hashem, refers to the bracha that was made when Moshe taught to Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, "Kishaba Moshe leftoch b'divrei shira." When Moshe came to teach Bnei Yisrael the song of Ha'azinu, "Amar lahem liYisrael ani avarech tchil." I'm going to make a blessing first. "Va'atem anu acharei amen." You will say amen. "Ki shem Hashem ekra bebracha." You're going to say, when I call it to Hashem, with this bracha, "Atem havu godel elokeinu ba'amen." So Rashi says that Kishem Hashem Ekra is the bracha itself, and Havu Godel Elokeinu is the tzibur answering Amen. That's how he understands the Gemara. The Shita Mekubetzes in that Gemara in Brachos suggests the pasuk before says, Yarov Kamatar Likhi, which means that my lessons should drop like rain. And therefore, the statement of Moshe is going on the teaching of the Torah, meaning, I'm going to teach you Torah right now, and therefore, let's make a Birchas HaTorah. The Maharsha offers another suggestion that Kishem Hashem Ekra means that when a person reads Torah, which is Shemos Hashem, this is the famous Yisod of the Ramban in his Hakdama to his Parish on the Torah, that the entire Torah is a collection of a linking of names of Hashem. It's all Shem Hashem. So Havu Godel Elokeinu, meaning whenever you are learning Torah, you are reciting Shem Hashem. And therefore, Havu Godel Elokeinu, you have to recite a bracha beforehand. That is approach number one of Kishem Hashem Ekra, that this is a bracha from the Torah. There's another Gemara. The Gemara later in Brachos, Daf Mem Hayam and Beis, says, Birchas HaTorah Minayin. What's the source of Birchas HaTorah, of blessing on a Torah? So the Gemara suggests two things. Amar Rabbi Yishmael Kal V'Chomer Al-Chai Yisho Mevarach Al-Chai Olam Haba Lo Kol Shukain. He says it's a Kal V'Chomer from benching. If over food, which is an aspect of temporal life, only being in this world for some amount of time, you recite a bracha. So how much more so you recite a bracha over Torah, which is Chai Olam Haba, which is eternal, which goes on forever. Of course you have to make a Birchas HaTorah. Then the Gemara says, a different source. Hariz Amru Omer al Haaretz HaTova Asher Nasan Lach. It says regarding benching for the good land that he gave, that he was Nasan to you. Ulahalanhu, but then later it says, Omer Etznelacha Saluchho Se'evan V'hator V'hamitzvah, that I'm going to give to you the same Shoresh Natan to give the stone tablets, the luchos, and the Torah and the mitzvos that I'm going to give to you. So we see, with regard to land, we have a bracha, and so with regard to Torah, there's a bracha as well. The two are linked together. They're both given to us, the land and the Torah given to us, and both require a bracha. Now, that seems to be the two sources, one a Gemara and brachos, the other another Gemara and brachos as well. What did the Rishonim say? So the Rambam does not count Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah. If you go through the Rambam, 613 mitzvahs, he does not count Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah. The Kiryas Sefer, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau, many of the Achronim explain that the Rambam understands that Birchas HaTorah is Min HaTorah, but it's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rambam doesn't need to count Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah, because Birchas HaTorah is attached to the mitzvah of learning Torah itself. And if you ask the Rambam, do you think Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah in the Torah? He'll say, yeah, but it's part of another mitzvah. You know, no different than, you know, Dal Minim. There's an Esrog, a Lulav, Hadassah, Maravos. They're not counted as separate mitzvahs. They're all part of one mitzvah together. The Ramban wrote Hasagos. He wrote comments on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Ramban with a Nun. And he lists a number of places where he thinks the Rambam either counted something he should not have counted or forgot to count something that he should have put in. So one of the mitzvos he thinks that the Rambam should have counted is Birchas HaTorah. He thinks it's an independent mitzvah, separate from learning Torah. And what's his proof? Well, the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach and Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, and talking about Tzias Mitzrayim and Leil HaSeder, are both two separate mitzvos. Right? We don't say, everything that happens on Pesach, you know, it's all part of the same thing, so let's just throw it all together. No. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah, and Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah. So too, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, and Birchas HaTorah is a separate mitzvah as well. So, again, he critiques the Rambam. Now, there might be another understanding here of the Rambam as well. There's another machlokus regarding, well, if you say Birchas HaTorah is min HaTorah, well, when is Birchas HaTorah min HaTorah? Because we know, it's been a while since we've heard this, but when we read from the Torah in Shul, Be'ezras Hashem, this Shabbos, the person getting the Aliyah is going to make a Birchas HaTorah. But when you learn Torah today, you also made a Birchas HaTorah. Is there a difference between the two? Well, there might be. Rabbi Soloveitchik would often say there's two types of Divrei Torah. There's Torah of the individual and Torah of the Tzibur. The reason why laning needs a separate Birchas HaTorah is because it's Talmud Torah Baramim, it's Talmud Torah to the public. As opposed to when we're learning right now, this is individual. Yes, there's a number of us here together, but it's more of your learning. It's not as we're together necessarily as we're learning together as a structured unit. So there's a Yerushalmi in Brachos. The Yerushalmi cites the understanding that the source for Birchas HaTorah is Kishem Hashem Ekra, and that Birchas HaTorah after, and there's also perhaps the possibility of Birchas HaTorah after learning Torah. Now, we generally don't do that, but this is the feeling of the Yerushalmi. Let's see what the Yerushalmi says. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Avdima, Lo Lamdu Birchas HaTorah Mi Birchas HaZiman. He says that Birchas HaTorah was derived from Birchas HaMazon, but only in respect to many people who are reading from the Torah together. So he understands, apparently, that Birchas HaTorah is only midaraisa when it comes to laning. Amar Rav Abba Mari Achoy de Rav Yossi Asu Kishar Kol Mitzvaseh Shal Torah. But if the Birchas HaTorah was only derived with respect to many people, then even an individual on his own should not recite Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, Ma shar kol ha-mitzos te'unos bracha avzu tona bracha. So the rabbi said, it's like all of the mitzos. Just as other mitzos require bracha, so too the Torah requires a bracha. Now, what does the Yerushalmi mean? So the Mishkanos Yaakov, in Orachayim Simen Samech Gimel, the Be'er Shevet Masechah Sota, they understand the Yerushalmi is telling us that Birchas HaTorah is only a mitzvah from the Torah when it comes to laning. When you recited Birchas HaTorah this morning, that was a derabbanan. It wasn't a mitzvah in the Torah. However, and that's their approach. This is what it means when it says, Asua kishar kol mitzvah shel Torah, meaning, when you learn Torah on your own, the Birchas HaTorah is like all other mitzvahs. It's midarabbanan. When you wave lulav, when you hear shofar, whatever you're doing, that's a rabbinic mitzvah to make a bracha. And so too, the bracha before learning Torah is also rabbinic. The Dvar Avram agrees with this approach, and he explains that that's why the Rambam doesn't count Birchas HaTorah, because the Rambam counts Birchas HaTorah as a derabbanan. However, the Mishnah Brura argues. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Mem Zayin says that Birchas HaTorah of the Tzibor is midarabbanan. When you make Birchas HaTorah by laning, it's midarabbanan. And it was enacted because of the covet of the Tzibor. The Aruch HaShulchan rejects the understanding of the Mishnah as Yaakov, and he explains as well the Yushalmi is referring only to the third bracha of Birchas HaTorah, which we'll discuss in a few weeks. The Ran in Megillah also does not seem to learn this Yushalmi like the Mishnah as Yaakov, and he understands the Yushalmi is only referring to the bracha after learning Torah, because it's being compared to benching. Just like benching comes after eating, so too, maybe there's a bracha to be made after learning Torah. The Yushalmi is saying that there's only Birchas HaTorah after learning when teaching Torah to the Tzibor. Right? That's why you make a bracha before you get the Aliyah and after you get the Aliyah. But doesn't the individual who learns Torah make a bracha before learning, so why doesn't he make a bracha afterwards? Because learning Torah, says the Yushalmi, is like most mitzvos. Have you ever heard of a mitzvah in which you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah and after you do the mitzvah? No, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing. And therefore, we only make a bracha on learning Torah as an individual before we learn, but not afterwards. There's a special law that you make a Birchas HaTorah after laning as well. Okay, so this is where we're left out with at the end of the day. According to most opinions, Birchas HaTorah in the morning is d'oraisa. According to some, is d'rabbanan. Now, what type of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? We know that there are three types of brachas. There are Birchas HaNenin, Birchas Shevach VaHodah, and Birchas HaMitzvos. What is Birchas HaTorah? What type of bracha is that? So, the nusach of Birchas HaTorah is similar to other mitzvos, right? Asher kedushan mitzvos avitzivanu, lasok b'divrei Torah. But there is a number of indications that Birchas HaTorah has nothing to do with mitzvos. Many cite the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin says that women must recite Birchas HaTorah, and therefore this shiur is appropriate for everybody present. All women must recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Taf Lamed asks why women have to say Birchas HaTorah. But women are not chayv in the midst of Talmud Torah. It's true that women have to learn halacha lamaisa and hashkafa so they can serve Hashem and do mitzvos. But it's not the classic mandate of Talmud Torah where a man has a mitzvah agisa v'yom v'alayla that every single second of the day he has to be learning. Women don't have that obligation of Talmud Torah. So, based on this question, the Minchas Chinuch suggests that Birchas HaTorah is not like other Birchas HaMitzvos, and instead it is a special halacha. And the halacha is that if you learn Torah, you gotta recite a bracha. Independent of the mitzvah itself, it's a special law for Torah. If you're gonna learn Torah, you gotta say this bracha. Okay? The Brisker Rav, in his Chidushim on the Rambam, cites his father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, who explained that this bracha is not a Birchas HaMitzvah as well. Rather, it stems from the unique halacha that Torah requires a bracha. And it appears that Birchas HaTorah is like, the Brisker Rav doesn't say this, but it's like Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. It's praising Hashem for giving us the Torah. And therefore, it follows that women, although they're not chayv in learning Torah, nevertheless, they recite these brachos because when you encounter Torah, you recite Birchas HaTorah. That's the rule. If you and Torah have a meeting, you and Torah run into each other in the middle of the street, you got to recite a bracha. That's the rule. When you meet Torah, you got to recite a bracha, no matter who you are. Anybody who encounters Torah must recite a bracha on it. We'll touch upon why it's so important later on. Okay. There's another approach, and that is the Stipler. The Stipler Gaon, the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Before there was Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there was Rav Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky, the Stipler Gaon. And he has Chedushim on Maseches Brachos. He has Chedushim on all of Shas, but they're called Kehilos Yaakov. So in Siman Chaf Beis, he suggests, in such a beautiful twist, that Birchas HaTorah is really a Birchas HaNehenin. It's a bracha on the pleasure of learning Torah. What a beautiful and profound approach. Just like you would make a bracha before eating a piece of cake or a fruit or whatever it may be, and that's delicious, so too learning Torah is also delicious. It's, as we like to use the expression, it's geschmack, right? Geschmack means in Yiddish, delicious. Learning Torah is delicious. And if it's enjoyable and pleasurable, then certainly you're going to make a bracha beforehand. There's a comment of the Taz, the Turei Zahav, of David HaLevi Segel, who lived in the 1600s after the Shulchan Aruch, and he writes in Yeradein Simen Reish Chaf Aleph, that let's say I make a neder, I make a vow not to get hana, I'm not going to get any pleasure from somebody I know. So the halacha is that I'm not allowed to use that person's sefer. I can't use his book to learn Torah from. Ah, we have a concept of mitzvos lav lehenos nisnu, that mitzvos are not there to give us hana. We do mitzvos because it's the Ratzon Hashem. But when it comes to Torah, there's a natural simchas halev, there's a natural rejoicing, a pleasure that comes from learning. And therefore, it is a birchas hanen. Now, the discipler is unsure about the minchas chinuch and the brisker rav and whether they feel that it's a birchas hanen and whether it's a birchas hashevach. The brisker rav never really defines what the birchas haTorah is. He just says it's not necessarily a birchas hamitzvah. The Pnei Yehoshua in Brachos suggests that the birchas v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah is a birchas hamitzvah. And Asher b'charbanu is a birchas hashevach. The minchas chinuch also says the brachas may be different. We'll talk about each individual bracha, what it brings to the table when we discuss each one on its own. Let's come now to really the significance of what we're doing. Why is it so important that we recite birchas haTorah? What is being spoken to us in this bracha? And this really is, if there's one takeaway for tomorrow morning's davening, it's going to be this. What am I making a bracha for? What is the message of all this about? Why does Torah need a special bracha? There's a Gemara Nedarim. I don't want to call it a famous Gemara Nedarim because people feel intimidated when we say something is a famous Gemara and somebody doesn't know it. I'll call it a well-known Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, says, Dabar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Mai Dichsiv, what does it mean in Yirmiyahu? Mi ha'ish ha'chacham v'yavin azos, davar zeh nishal ha'chachamim. The Pasuk says, who knows? The Shechina is crying out. Who knows? I need an answer to a question. They ask the Chacham and the Nevi'im, v'lo pirshu, and they don't know the answer. What? What question? Ad shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered himself, tichsiv, v'yomer Hashem al azvim es torasi, right, al ma'ab daharetz, why were you kicked out of the land, and that you abandoned my Torah? Hainu, says the Gemara, they abandoned their Torah. They weren't learning Torah before the Churban Abayis. Lo shamanu b'koli. They did not listen to my voice, Hainu. Lo holchu ba. They did not walk in my path. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. What does that mean? She'ein mevarchin b'Torah tchila. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the galus that we are in right now, or at least the first galus, perhaps the second galus, stem from not making a birchas haTorah. That is astounding. We talk about Shvichas, Daven Gilei Arayos, all these terrible things, Lashon Hara Beinam L'Chavero, and the Gemara says, the reason why Galus occurred is because they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah. Oh, they were learning Torah. That's for sure. They're not saying they didn't learn Torah. They were learning Torah, but they weren't making a Birchas HaTorah. What a crazy Gemara. So comes the Ran, and this Ran is well known as well. It's cited by the Beis Yosef in Simnam Zion. He cites Rabbeinu Yonah, who explains that the Torah was not important in their eyes to the extent that they felt that the Torah deserved a special bracha. And therefore, they denigrated the bracha. It didn't deserve it. Torah wasn't special. What does that mean exactly? We'll come back to this in a moment. The Torah Schaim Vav Metzia, where this Gemara says the same thing as well, explains that by not making a Birchas HaTorah, the Jewish people revealed that their learning of the Torah was not because of the Chashivas HaTorah, rather it was because of self-promotion, their gaiva, they did it for kavod. The Taz in Mem Zion says that Torah will only last with those who are Moser Nefesh, who push themselves, and not with those who do not push themselves for Torah. The Lavush, the Talmud of the Ramah, suggests that Birchas HaTorah is important and that it is enjoyable. It shows that Torah is enjoyable for you. And if one doesn't make a bracha on Torah, it shows that it's not being learning Lishma, and it's not for special to them. And rather, it's like something else. We'll discuss what that something else is in a moment. But let's just quote from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Balatanya, in Siman Mem Zayin. I noticed we've quoted a lot of Tanya in the last few classes, so we'll quote again from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Birchas HaTorah tzarech lizar b'ma'od. You need to be very careful to recite Birchas HaTorah. We don't find this by other brachos, this statement. You have to be so careful to say it. Shelo charba aretz el b'fnei shelo barchu b'torah tzchil. The land was destroyed because they did not make a Birchas HaTorah. Lefi shelo haisa chashuva b'neim. It was not important in their eyes. Kol kach, so much. Levarach aleha. Lekach hayu mezalzim b'rchaseh. They denigrated the bracha. Lechein lo hegina aleim torasim. The Torah therefore does not protect them. Afa pisha asku ba harbe, even though they learned a lot of Torah. V'lekach yira koladim shita kli chamdaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person needs to see that the Torah is a special possession of Hashem. Shai mishtashea ba, that it brings pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should bring pleasure to you. Chashuva beinav levarach aleha, so important to make a bracha on it. Besimcha yoser, with great happiness. Me'al kol hanos shalom, the greatest pleasure in the world. Shezem mora she'osek ba lishma, and it shows that you learn Torah for the right reasons. V'yizke l'shal shal shanim shach l'osek ba lishma, and you'll get all of the gifts that come with it. Shulo yimush mipicha mipizarecha. And that's the comment of the Baal HaTanya. The idea of Birchas HaTorah needing a bracha stems from the following point. And this is something that we try to stress as much as we can. And that is that Torah is not an intellectual pursuit. It is not a social pursuit. It is not a subject in school or a fun class that we go to fill the time. A person who approaches Torah and says, well, you know, I have math and I have Torah, or I like to go to a class, I like politics, I like to discuss politics, and I also like to discuss Torah. It's just another subject, it's a hobby, it's something interesting I do. I'm bored, I don't know what else to do, so I learn. If I wasn't learning, I'd probably be watching the news. And if I wasn't watching the news, I'd be building model airplanes, whatever it is. I need something to do, so I learn Torah. So such a person is denigrating the Torah. And that's what Birchas HaTorah is there for us to do. Birchas HaTorah is there to remind us that Torah is something that is godly, it is special, it is different, and needs to be treated as such. You have very knowledgeable professors in many universities who are experts in Talmud, and they teach Talmud and history of Talmud, things like that. That is not Talmud Torah, and that is not what a Birchas HaTorah is for. A Birchas HaTorah is for a person who understands that Torah is lemalim min hateven, above everything else, the most important thing we have. It's not just something that a person does for the time or because it's interesting and it stimulates their mind. Torah makes a person different. It brings a person closer to Hashem. It is the Ratzon Hashem. It brings a person closer to understanding Das Hashem. And it opens up a person to become an entirely different human being. And it is what the world is centered on. And if a person does not understand that, then they're not going to get what the purpose of a Birchas HaTorah is. And if a person is not making a Birchas HaTorah, then it shows they don't understand that Torah is something special. I just want to end with a lengthy piece from the Bach. The Bach writes there in Orach Chaim the following lengthy comment regarding what Torah is supposed to do for us. Let's learn it together. The Bach writes, "V'nira dekavana so yisbarach ma'olam ha'isa shiniya oskim b'torah." Hashem's intention at all times is that we should be learning Torah. "K'dei shetisat seim nishmasenu ba'atzmus v'ruchnias u'kedushas makor motzei Torah." Because when you learn Torah, it connects your neshama to the source of Torah, and that's Hashem. And therefore Hashem gave the true Torah to the Jewish people, but matan as a gift, that it should not be forgotten from us, that our body, our 248 limbs and 365 sinews, should connect and fuse with the remach mitzvah asay v'shisa los asay, the 248 positive commandments and 365 negative commandments. Shabbat Torah. V'im hayu oskim b'torah ala kavana hazos. And if you learn Torah with this intention, hayu hema merkava, then you become a chariot, v'heichal, and you become a building, l'shchinasi yisbarach, for Hashem's presence to rest in you. Shaisa shchina mamish bekirbam, that the shchina will literally enter you. Ki heichal Hashem hema, because you will become a heichal, you'll become a hall, and a place for Hashem to rest. Will be kirba mamish, it will be literally with you. And the whole world will light up for his glory. And you'll be connected to the heavenly throne and the heavenly army above. And you and above will be one thing. Aval. However, Atasha Avru Chok Zesh Shalo Isku Batorah Kim Lutsorech HaDvarim HaGashmiim. But there are people who will learn Torah for physical reasons. Lahanasam Liyada Adinim to know the laws Lutsorech Masu Matan, because they need to know how to conduct business. Gam Liskaos Laharos Chachmasam, or they do it because to show haughty how smart they are, that how intellectual they are. But they have no intention to connect to the holiness of the Torah. To bring Hashem's presence down ba'aretz of the land. So that their soul should be raised up to a high level. After their death. You are creating a separation. You are preventing the Shechina from resting on this earth. The Shechina will go back up to Shemaim if you're not interested in his Torah. The land will remain physical. B'li Kedush, without any holiness. And that will lead to destruction. And that's what the Gemara Nedarim means. The land was destroyed. Why? Because the Torah of the Jewish people could not protect them, could not protect the land. If they were learning Torah Lishma, at least that would have protected the land, because the Kedusha of Hashem Shechina would have rested on the land and would have protected it. But once the Jewish people were not connected to the Torah properly for the right reasons, there was no protection in the land. Shalhayu lamdin v'shochechen. And I'll explain to you all the reasons of the meanings of what's going on here. That I put the laws before you. I want you to connect to the Torah, the holiness of the Torah of the Torah's MS. The Shechina should rest with you. They abandoned my Torah. They did not walk in its path. Perish meaning you need to walk in ruchnius to go higher and higher to connect your neshama to the kedusha of the Torah. They did not walk in that path. They did not learn Torah. And when they began to learn Torah, they did not open up with the Birchas HaTorah. The Fanav beforehand. Ulahodoso, and to thank Hashem on the Sina Satorah for giving us the Torah. La'amo Yisrael to the Jewish people, Kadeshu, Devekim Bigdushasa, that we can connect to the Shechina. V'amachav and Birchas Asher Charbanu, and this is what we mean when we say Asher Bacharbanu, Al Asher Kirbanu, Lifnei Har Sinai, that He brought us to our Sinai and made us special in giving us the Torah. So, Ad Kan the Bachel and the Bach over here. A similar approach is brought by the Maharal in his introduction to Tiferes Yisrael, that the Torah is supposed to raise us up to make us special and to make us connect to Hashem. And if we're not feeling that in our Limud HaTorah, then we need to re-examine why we're learning and what we get out of it. We should feel a connection, a Hashras HaShechina, and a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah in our learning of Torah as well. Okay, we will stop here. And Bezos HaShem, we'll continue next week. I think, again, hopefully, depending on what the schedule is going